Praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. We've got to praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Yes, got to praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Let's praise Ahiah's name. Let's praise Ahiah, all ye people. Praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. We've got to praise him. We've got to praise him. Got to praise Ahiah today. Come on, we got to praise him. Praise him. Praise his name today. Yes, let's praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. We've got to praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Praise him. We've got to praise him. Praise his blessed name. We've got to praise him. Praise him. Praise his blessed name. Ahiah is the Most High. Ahiah is the Most High. Ahiah is the Most High. All the hymn, yeah. Ahiah is the Most High. He is the great I am. Ahiah is the Most High. He's the great I am. Let's praise Ahiah. Praise Ahiah, praise Ahiah today. Let's praise Ahiah, praise Ahiah, praise Ahiah today. Let's praise him. Come on, people, praise him. Praise him today. Praise him. Praise him. We've got to praise Ahiah today. Praise Ahiah for everything. If y'all want blessings today, praise Ahiah. You know, blessings start to fall when you praise the Most High. So let's just praise the Most High this evening. Or this morning, wherever you're at. Praise Ahiah through it all. It's 7:16 p.m. on what they call... Well, this is the 12th day of the 12th month. Everybody calls this Wednesday night at February, what you call the 21st, 2024. Well, it's actually the year 5996. Let's praise Ahiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Come on, everyone. We gotta praise Ahiah today. We give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory and thanksgiving in Yeshaya's mighty name. And shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise. And She's next door right now, helping her daughter. And well, anyways, we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio, Anchor.fm, Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And the number is 407-476-7163. And you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and let everybody know if you got a prayer you need prayed. You've got a praise report, or you've got a testimony you would like to share. Or maybe you want to discuss something with us. That you've got 3 minute pre-recorded time, and the number is 407-476-7163. And you know, no matter what you see that's going on, you cannot live by what you see. You cannot. Because we may see something and it really not be what you saw. Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. When you walk by faith, hey, it can be hard at times. We've never said it was easy. Now, faith, okay. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, you've got to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for. You're not walking by faith if you already see it. Because you know you're fixing, but faith is the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Ahayah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, the creation was not created from the creation. It was created by the Creator. And the Creator is Ahayah, the Most High. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to Ahayah must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we walk by faith, okay, without faith, it's impossible to please Ahayah. So we're going to go here in the Strong's. Five twenty-nine, 530. Amun from 539, established, trusty, trustworthiness, faith, faithful truth. Or Emunah. Which would mean feminine of 529, literal, firmness, security, fidelity, faith, faithfully, faithfulness, set office, stability, steady, truly, truth, barely. Okay, and I guess that would be in the Greek. Oh, we'll go to the Greek. Praise Ahayah. That'd be in the Greek. Elpis, 1680 in the Greek, from a primary epoch, to anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation or confidence, faith, hope. Okay, let's go to 3640. We know it'd be in the Greek because it already, that last one was in the Greek. Oh, big old pistos, 3640. Incredulous, lacking confidence in Christ, of little faith. Faithfulness, faith, belief. Pistis. 4102. Praise Ahaya. Pistis. Yep, from 3982. Persuasion, credence, conviction of, or the truthfulness of God or religious teacher, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation, abstract, constancy in such profession, by extension, the system of religious gospel truth itself. Assurance, belief, belief, faith, fidelity. So praise Ahaya. Okay. Go to the Strong's, 529, 530 in the Hebrew, and 1680, 3660, and 4102 for the Greek. And that would tell you what faith is in them. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. Trustworthiness, faithfulness. And you know that you've got to trust Ahaya for everything. Without faith, it's impossible to please Ahaya. So remember that. And we got to believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we need to diligently seek him at all times. Praise Ahaya. And, you know, he will say, like in Matthew chapter 6, he said, oh ye of little faith. So faith is important. It's important to have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Ahaya. Like in verse 30 of Matthew 6. Wherefore, Ahaya so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? We've got to believe. We've got to put our hope in him. You've got to put your faith, hope, and trust in Yeshaya. I mean, it's going to get to where Yeshaya even asked, when I come back, will I find faith in this world? I'm going to look that up real quick. Okay, 18:8, Luke. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? How about that? I mean, he's saying, nevertheless, when the Son of Adam come, shall he find faith on this earth? But here's, okay, we're going to go do Luke chapter 18. Start at the first verse and go down to verse 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always and not to faint. So he spake a parable to them that men ought to always pray and not to faint. So we should always be praying. Saying there was in a judge, okay, and this is the parable he's saying there was in a city a judge which feared not Elohim, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. So this judge, he did not fear Elohim, and he neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. So this widow comes to him that was in the city, wanting him to avenge her of her adversary. And he would not for a while. So he wouldn't for a while. He wouldn't do anything for her. Because he does not regard Elohim. He doesn't fear Elohim or regard man either. And this widow's coming to him about avenge him, avenge her of her adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not Elohim, nor regard man. So he's questioning himself about it. And he said within himself, though I fear not Elohim, nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So that judge says, I better avenge her because she's killing me. And because of that, I will avenge her lest her continual coming, she wearies him. So because she kept coming back to him, he finally gave in to avenge her. And the master said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not Elohim avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. So Elohim hears what we're asking and what we're needing or crying out to him continually, and he bears long with us. And then he says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. So Elohim will avenge us speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Adam cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I mean, because a lot of people they'll pray for a little bit, then they'll just grow weary. Well, he doesn't hear us. He's not going to listen. He's not going to answer us. Well, you need to have faith. And he spake, okay, and now verse 9, because this parable is important too. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So this one is about people that trust in themselves that they are righteous, but they despise others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Not a Republican, but a publican. There's a difference. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Elohim, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Elohim, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Think about that, y'all. You've got that Pharisee praying, and he's I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes to heaven, because he was really sorry for his sin. But smote upon his breast, saying, Elohim, be merciful to me, a sinner. So he was asking forgiveness. And that's the way we all should be. We should all be, Elohim, please be merciful upon me, a sinner. And it says that he would be the one justified. And I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So if you want to be exalted, don't be exalted right now. Humble yourself. Be humble. He'll exalt you in due time. What the scripture says. Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Yeshaya called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of Ahayah. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Ahayah as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And you know the children have more faith than anyone else. Yeah, to trust your parents for everything. Yeah. And they teach you. But then, you know, they wind up teaching you wrong. Because they teach you about, what, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny. The Tooth Fairy, all of that stuff, Halloween. But he's saying here, Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Ahayah as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, first, let's be on the one about the little children. They have more faith than the grown-ups. Think about it. when you wouldn't trust somebody else, they will. That's what gets them in trouble, because a lot of times children will follow the wrong ones, and that's what gets them hurt. But what it's saying here is we've got to have the faith that the little children has got. Because the little children are innocent, and they believe no matter what. You tell them, you teach them something, they'll believe it. Santa Claus is a good example. Easter Bunny, too. Don't think they're not believing it when you try to tell them they're real, because they will believe it. We were all children, and most likely you believed in it, too. When you was real little. But anyway, Santa's a lie, so is Easter Bunny. But Yeshua is the truth. And we've got to have faith in Yeshua. We've got to believe him. We've got to believe the scriptures. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, this is verse 18 of Luke 18, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Yeshua said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is Ahaya. Wow. Yeshua saying that. And you know what? Yeshua is the master, but he was also in the flesh. And the Father is in heaven, not in the flesh. Well, that's why he said, why callest me good when there's only one good, and that is Ahaya? Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. So he's saying that he kept all them commandments from his youth up. But you know what? A lot of people's reading this, and they're pastors are going around saying, oh, you don't have to read the Old Testament. Where's all them commandments at? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder or kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Those are in the Old Testament. We don't have to keep the commandments anymore. The law's been done away with. Has it really? Because read here. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these I kept from my youth up. Now when Yeshaya heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful. He said, think about it. He was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. So what is this saying here? Thou lackest one thing, when he said, I kept all these. He says, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Sounds like everything you have belongs to Ahaya and Yeshaya. And when Yeshaya saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Ahaya? Wow, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Ahaya. So he's saying it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Ahaya. Think about that. Because the rich man normally would what? Put his riches first. Which would be what? Idolatry. I've got this vehicle out here I want restored. I've got this house I want to restore. I've got all this property and I'm going to make some more property. Oh, I need to keep working and making that money because I don't have enough money. You wind up making twice as much money, then you'd be like, I don't have enough money. But you've got twice as much as you did last year. Well, I still need to make money. You'd be in a never-ending cycle, which winds up being idolatry. Think about that. Idolatry isn't just a statue that you make and bow down to. No, it could be your best friend could be an idol. Your pet could be an idol. Let's read on here. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with Ahaya. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And you know what he says next? And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children for the kingdom of Ahijah's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. Think about that. So if you give up, he's saying to give up everything. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Adam shall be accomplished. That's where we're stopping off at for this one. But he said, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting, than whoever left, that have left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of Ahijah's sake. Whatever is controlling your life, that is over him. When he should be the number one. We can go back verse 33 of Luke 14. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. What does this have to do with faith? Everything. If you didn't have faith to believe this, to believe him saying this, like that guy saying to him, sell everything you own and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. I mean, would that be faith to do that? Would it take faith? It would take faith. And it says all it takes is faith of a mustard seed to move mountains. People will say, you know, that's just an allegory or a metaphor. That he's not talking about moving a real mountain. Well, do you have that kind of faith for it to move that mountain, literally? Think about it that way. But anyways, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Ahijah. And we're to walk by faith, not by sight. Don't believe everything you see. I know we need to praise Ahijah for everything. I mean, look at how you woke up this morning with another breath. A highest good all the time. And all the time, a highest good. So let's give him praise because he is worthy of all honor and he's worthy of all the glory and thanksgiving in Yeshua's mighty name. And he is merciful. And we should have compassion on others and mercy. And not be unmerciful. We need to be merciful. You know, it's getting to be where Yeshua's coming back soon. I know this is, what, the second train since this broadcast started? When I was holding signs earlier, I seen two trains then. I mean, they'll carry 110 cars. You know, they call train cars. They should only have about maybe per engine, I'd say about 10 or 12, not no 110. I mean, think about it. That seems to be too long, 110 cars on one train. I could possibly see two or three with maybe 50 at the top, but 110. I wonder if they're going to make those trains like Tesla's. Probably. You know, they're claiming that in Antarctica there's 65-foot tall giants. You know, that is something. I'm 5'4". That'd be about 12 and a half of me. imagine seeing something like that. Well, you know, the book of Numbers tells you that the children of Israel saw something. And they were like, we were like grasshoppers to them. Think about standing a 53-foot trailer, truck trailer, you know, on its end, and putting another 12 feet on it, and that'd be 65 feet. Imagine seeing somebody that tall. We're liable to. It does say that as in the days of Noah, so will it be the days of the Son of Man. I mean, everybody talking about Bigfoot's feet. Imagine seeing a foot from something that big. They would have to call Bigfoot Littlefoot then. Imagine that. But it says right here, Matthew 24, verses 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. So it's saying here, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. It's not going to be like the rapture, the good people being taken out. It's going to be just like what happened days of Noah. Except it's not going to be an ark. And it's not going to be the flood. You know, the earth's going to burn. So, everyone, we need to repent and get right with the Ahayah through Yeshaya and be baptized in the names of Ahayah, Yeshaya, and the Ruach Kadosh for the remission of sins and for the sins of your forefathers. People, don't delay. Repent today. We all need to get right. There's some things sometimes we all stumble. We need to repent when we do. And get back up and keep doing it. Living righteous. And y'all have a blessed evening in Yeshaya's mighty name. Call 407-476.